Yebo.
Hey, we are professional. This day.
Yeah, we are on time, Baba.
Three, two, one.
Action. Let's start the show. Can you see him? He's already looking like. Go.
I'm going to tape your chairs.
Guys, I don't know if you can see our chairs are taped. We can't move. Me and Mzwanzi are generally still bouncing around.
If you move, you're going to the magic corner.
Yeah.
Sorry, teacher.
Sorry.
So, guys, don't be surprised if we're just sitting still and we are not moving.
Dumela. This is the show.
Otherwise, how's it, gents?
Good, man. And you? Weekend?
Good. Weekend is weekend. Yeah, fun. I think at our age, weekend is just weekend.
We usually don't sleep.
Your thing has started this week, I suppose.
Your
project.
The venture. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, we're going.
We're going to get a sponsor soon.
Baby steps.
We're getting a sponsor.
Yeah, man.
So, anyways, what are we doing today?
Welcome again to our guys. Do we give them names? Like, your current shows have got the Watwatas and Watwatas. Akiri, you know, there's another show.
Watwatas. Yemba.
These followers are called what?
Oh,
the chillers.
Hey, the chillers.
We must actually, in fact, you know what? Please comment. Tell us what we should call you guys. Petrol heads is boring.
Yeah, petrol heads.
There's another one on petrosexuals. It's also boring.
What? He came up with it all the way.
I've seen it somewhere. Petrosexuals.
King, what does it mean?
Petrol, sexual, I don't know. But I've seen him, and the guy is actually, I actually like the guy. He's a journalist. Petrosexual.
Okay, guys, you must call you that car as.
Recommend a name. Yeah,
please.
Recommend a name. Welcome to the show. Second show of the new studio. I love the clouds, man. I feel like I'm
we're
on fly. Cloud nine.
And we're brighter.
You know, closer to heaven.
You saw everyone was
more
like
we're closer to the Sasa line, to the front of the Sasa line.
The second time this guy says this is bothering him.
I met a lady at work the other day. You know, small talk in the kitchen. Yo, Papa, why is it so far? I'm like, lady, can we talk about something?
Leave me alone.
Hey, look at my pants, man. Yeah, you know, they're saying I'm wearing all stars. So please, lady, hey, not me. But yeah, welcome, guys, to the show. The usual. Mm-hmm. Again, I think the guys, you're getting used to
the name.
How the show goes now. We're helping someone find a car again. Ish, this week is a better budget, eh?
Lovely.
It's a better budget than last week. And then we've got the typical guy, we've got the other guy, or is it the other way around?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Then we've got a little bit of sports.
And we go home. Because and it's shorter because you've got lives. He told us.
Everyone's got a life.
He told us, guys, it's too long, eh? Cut it short, eh? We got things to do.
Hey, Chief, they said you must look at the camera.
I must look at the camera, yes. I'm getting used to it, so I'm looking at you straight. Here's a guy that masters. He even smiles.
You know, I like it when he does that.
He's like, tears.
So, yeah, man, who do we have today? We have Lucky Luke. Hey, Lucky Luke, 50-something. We have a 50-year-old watching our show.
That's good.
You see, I wasn't lying when I'm saying we're close to that line. To the front of the line. So Lucky Luke is 50-something. He lives in Joburg South. He's a single father. Again, we're a dating show. Anyone looking for a single father living in Joburg South, please contact the show. He's father of three adult children, and he's a businessman. The guy's never financed a car in a very long time, and he's not about to finance a car now. And he's looking for, look, he's been looking for an SUV. Budget is 400K. To something reasonable, right? And while he's been searching for a diesel SUV, actually. So while searching, he came across a BMW 730D, right? From the same year. What year is it?
2013.
Okay. So with low mileage, and it's priced 100,000 rand cheaper than the SUV options he was considering, right? So what was he considering, by the way?
X5
3-liter D. Nah? And you say... comes with the same engine.
It's the same engine.
Okay. And then, so now here are a few questions for him. Okay, so the first question is about the engine. Is it the same?
Yes, it is.
The X5 3-liter D engine and the 730D.
Same engine.
And then the 730D offers significantly more features and specs. Why are they so much cheaper? Right? Would you recommend a 730D over an X5 for someone who's primarily driving in the city? Mm. And if so, among the big four luxury sedans, Audi A4, Mercedes-Benz...
Eight, sorry. Maths literacy.
That's not funny. There's people that do maths literacy.
Yeah, 8-4.
609. Man. It's a number.
Okay.
And eight. Then, so the A8, mm-hmm. the S Class Merc, mm. the BM7 Series, and the Lexus LS. Mm. Which would you guys recommend? The budget remains 400K. I know last week you spoke about the LS.
LS.
When we're talking about the 2000 cars, you were.
No, LFA.
You forgot because.
LFA.
Oh, LFA.
Two different cars. Lexus.
Yeah. So here's my car.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we are here. To try educate you and move you from being this.
And before we start, can we just get an update on the score for this year?
It's 2-2-1. 2-2-1.
I'm not even keeping track.
Yeah, fine. Maths literacy. It's a number. 2-2-1. What's the difference? But the official score.
Oh yes, they like his car.
The
Z what one?
The Z3. Mm.
Wow. So he wins. You're going to be paying out of your part, but anyways, carry on.
Okay, whatever, Trevor.
Look at me.
Whatever, Trevor. Mm. So I've gone with a 2010 Mercedes-Benz S-Class.
Can I interrupt you before we get into the cars? He asked questions here.
Oh, yes, let's answer.
Would you recommend a 730 over an X5?
Yes.
And also, the first question was 730 offers significantly more. Why are they cheaper? I found with the big vehicles in the model ranges, your S-Class, 7 Series, all of that, they tend to depreciate more than other vehicles. I think it's also a matter of supply and demand. Mm. But yes, definitely you get more car for your money if you go with those cars. Mm. So if you don't mind not being in an SUV, you are good in those big cars.
Okay.
Lots of car for the money.
Yeah. So are they good around?
Especially the diesels, the economical, mm. relatively.
Look, I don't understand why we don't buy those cars, because if you look at spec for spec, mm. the 7 Series will have more spec.
More, yeah.
If you look at the boot space, it will have genuinely mm. negligible
more
amount
the same.
Difference, almost the same. Mm. It's actually cheaper to run the it's actually not cheaper, but it's better to drive.
Mm.
The 7 Series, mm-hmm. and because you don't buy them, they depreciate like no one's business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you get good value from that.
Servicing,
maintenance, it's okay. The 730 will have more electronics, so there's a bit more to go wrong.
Mm.
But look, if you're going to be servicing your own X5 and what, the price difference is almost the same.
Mm.
All right.
So what do you want?
Has the question been answered?
Yeah.
I think, mm-hmm. we've answered that. So, as I said, I went for the 2010 Merc S-Class S500.
Okay, I saw it.
375.
How many cases is it?
And it's done 75,000 kilometers.
It does. There's a lot of them.
It's a private sale.
Mm.
Look, just please do your homework when you go do that.
Go and check it
go
out.
Go check it
what
out.
What model is it?
2010.
Okay.
2010, okay. 75,000, 375.
It was expensive though, eh?
But for the kilometers,
it's expensive.
75,000K. So that's my car. That's what I, of the big four that he's asking about, or the big cars that he's asking about, I would suggest that something a little bit lower than the S500K. Yeah. So that's what I'm suggesting for him. And we all know, I agree, in terms of technology, fine, it's a 2010 car, but I think
it should be fine. Technology.
Yeah, technology wise.
What do you say?
Good car. I recommended this
a while
car
ago.
Like a couple of episodes ago.
Mm.
Good car. Just make sure you've got a good warranty for maintenance issues and all that. But I can't really fault it. Nice car.
Would it be a daily driver?
Yeah.
Especially the
S500. The 500. It's not sharp
enough for petrol. The fuel.
It's a V8.
Yeah.
You know the 55s. The 5 liter, it's a 5.5 liter engine, and this is before the turbocharged, so it's naturally aspirated. It's no longer the 4.7.
Yes,
5 liter.
Yeah.
So it's going to kill him on petrol.
Mm.
It's going to be heavy.
Yeah, that's only
and another thing is that because the engine is so big at the front and it's heavy, your struts, your suspension tends to...
Especially if it's going to be a daily
thing. Yeah, mm. But look, you know what you're getting yourself into when you get into these things. You know exactly that, look, your service is not going to be cheap. It's going to have electrical issues, and to fix it is going to have a problem. But if you find yourself a proper Mercedes-Benz guy, you can maintain it. So nothing wrong with the thing. I just think it's a bit expensive for what it is.
Mm.
Okay.
What do you...
No, I agree with you 100%. Lovely cars. Mm. Just the fuel. I mean, those things, I think, those engines are relatively durable.
Mm, the 500s.
Yeah, the 500s.
But stay away from the 750, yeah?
Why?
Yeah, I actually wanted a 750. I read those engines.
I've heard those, but I mean, that's touch and go. I mean, anyways. It's the same engine that they use in the M5, the M6.
Yeah, they were like...
Tuned differently. Mm. I've heard those stories, but again, like any other car, you look after it, it looks after you.
I suppose. What do you choose?
All right. Must I be like you? I did my homework.
Yes.
As always.
I did my homework as always.
Okay, guys. Okay. So I had a short list again, and we're going to have a bit of a predicament because some people chose vehicles that are on my short list, so I can't mention them. But I'll mention the others.
Imagine. You know, I like these people. You know, we talked about dustbin designs a while ago. They do this.
It's so funny that everyone here stole from him.
Yeah. No,
I
fine.
Also stole from him.
Okay. Mm,
clearly.
I've got evidence.
Anyway.
But anyways, carry on.
2016 X5 M50D. It's got 145,000 Ks. Not bad for the age. This thing is full house. Mm. We're talking about features of the 7 Series. The M50D was the last number with the diesel engine before the M, the X5M, right? So it came fully loaded. Performance, we get the best of both worlds. You've got fuel economy. It's the same 3-liter D engine as the 730D.
Highly tuned.
But single turbo, and this generation, it's got 3 scrolls.
Yeah.
So the performance is out of this world, and you've got economy as well.
It's quick.
So that for me is a brilliant car. And then my second choice, ML350 Blue Tech, the diesel, 2014, 119,000 Ks. With that AMG kit, that thing looks beautiful. I think it's a nice choice if you go the SUV route. But if you were to go the big sedan route, someone stole mine. Well, you'll hear
whatever. Look, the ML.
I like.
No, I mean, Tony and Gainemun. They no longer called the MLs anymore.
Ah, but when these were the very first generation, man.
They're no longer called the MLs
long
anymore.
Ago.
They're GLEs. Yeah, so you're driving the old...
Magna for me, ML. Even that shape.
Yes, no, but it's an old... I was in an ML.
Okay.
It's extinct.
Yes.
So let's...
Yeah, but looks-wise, the GLE was almost like
the
facelift.
Between the two of yours, I'll go for the X5 M50. I've seen this perform once. I was surprised by the performance.
It's something else.
I was chasing that car, driving it to something. Like, what the hell?
It's a beast.
I can't fault the X50D.
It's just a little bit overpriced, but...
Yes, that was my only thing. He's got a budget. Now it looks as at a late. Yeah. So that was my thing. So if you've got an X of 29,000...
That's the one to go for.
I know, really.
But in fact, if you've got the 29,000, but there are some that were under, but I was a bit iffy.
Those are a lot of kilometers.
Mm. And this one has got 140?
145.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong.
But those engines are bulletproof. This thing is all
Look,
run. I know someone with 29,000 and 300,000 Ks. Still running strong.
If you've got 29,000 and extra, maybe look at it. But
if he's looking for an SUV.
But again, I did my homework.
Must we call you back
okay,
again?
I don't know
I did
the way.
Homework.
Look, I'm going. The way it was so good, I don't know which one. I don't know which one to take. I'm so good. I'm trying to make. I'm the best. I'm the best. Okay. Look, I'm going to start with the left field, right? Mm. This car, I personally. I would leave everything else, go straight to the garage, like the silver one, please.
Mm.
The 2007 C63N.
CL.
It's done 86,000 kilometers. It's got full service history. I was looking at this. The seats look immaculate. That car. I'm sorry. It's a V8 C63. Remember last week's show, we were talking about the era.
Mm.
That there was a golden era Mrs. Benz where it did AMG, every AMG like This is one of them. And it's a sleeper, and it's big, it's spacious. It's got everything. Daylight.
Everyday driver in the city.
Look. If you're going to drive, I'll drive it every day. I'm sorry, I'll pay for the petrol.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
No, it's not going to work.
But you know, because I do my homework, this, I would say, consider it. Please go test drive it for your sake and understand what this was about. Mm-hmm. You can't, you, all of you, if you're a petrol head, wherever you are, as much as he's like, shit, why didn't I
see
that?
No, Margaret, this is not about us and being petrol heads.
But now I'm coming back to sense.
Okay.
Because I did homework. Nagirifella, check left, check right, check coast. Oh, okay. I think my favorite one here, there would be the 2016 S350D, which has done 79,000 Ks for $399. That's the best car you can buy. It's a 350, the engine is bulletproof, it's good on fuel, it's got all the luxuries, it's a later model. And I can't see anything. I can't fault it. It's a very close second to the Audi A8 3-liter T that I saw for 93,000. It's got 93,000 Ks at 389. Nayo, it's got, I actually wrote this.
And what year model is this vehicle?
The Mercury 2016, the Audi 2015. Mm. It's got 93,000 kilometers. It's got more features than the X5 3-liter D. The seat adjustability on it, and there's nighttime vision, there's lane assist, there's heads-up display, which America's also got. But it's got that odometric lights.
So basically more to go wrong.
Yeah?
Your favorite light. What does it apply to your choices?
No, not my choices.
stick to one choice.
I'm always right.
So stick to one choice.
Look, if I had to choose with my heart, CL. Without a doubt. If I had to choose with my brains, S. 350D. The kilometers are good. It's got a good engine. It's the best car, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
So let's do this. I'm out of the race because of the big engine.
And the old, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because so it's AMG.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask you, what do you think of the AMG?
I actually test drove this vehicle. Almost bought 1 year ago.
Thank you.
Lovely.
This car, boy.
No, but for the criteria.
Yeah, for the criteria, we say for heads.
It is a lovely. I also test drove this car once. I don't know why I did. It scared me.
Mr. Valentine's shooting used to have one. That's the one I test drove.
Is it?
Mm. Nice thing, eh?
Mm. Gorgeous. Okay. So Merc, old, yours is out.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got the
X5.
It's between the X5 and the S-Class.
And the S-Class.
X5 is expensive.
Look, for the criteria, X5 is a bit more expensive. It's going to offer more performance. The S-Class is an S-Class.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for
this guy getting so excited when he knows I've chosen the same car. So I can't afford the S-Class.
Okay, let's do this. We all chose an S-Class.
Yes.
All three of us.
Yes.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So let's be fair. To say...
Now, I'm willing to give it to this S-Class.
Then, let's give it
to the S... We can share the points, because we chose the same car.
You know, last week, the same thing. I win. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's move on along.
Points for us. Okay, we'll give the points. They've got zero there. Zero at the back.
And they need to go to America. They need the points. So, I win. Thank you very much. Case closed. Let's move on. What are we talking about today?
Let's move on.
Oh yes. EV. We were talking about this thing, the Renault 5. Remember, it won the car of European Car of the Year. In Europe.
Mm.
And
European Car of the Year.
Can't be in Africa.
It could be in Asia, I think. I don't know, eh?
No, I was excited about this car because... I've called Renault. They're not sure if it's coming.
It better come. It's probably the only electric car I would buy.
Yes, because it makes sense. I think this is what electric cars should be. So it made me think. We're talking about it. We do talk about stuff. We just don't argue about... Because I'm always right, anyways. But anyways,
did you have your pills? You know, would you let the alarm went off now?
It's for my pills. My kids' pills. Okay, so the main thing is, here's these small
nice.
The Renaults. Here's the small Renaults. It's a beautiful little car. It's good price, but would it work in South Africa? If you
convert, fully electric.
It's fully electric. It will give you about 200 kilometers range. It's got everything. I mean, they've got, you know, they call it big features for a small car. It's got features that you find in S-classes. It's gorgeous. But my question is, would it work in South Africa? The question is, if it's 200 kilometers.
Okay, carry on.
Is that it's 600,000. If you had to directly, it's, it cost about 600,000. Okay. It's 25,000 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be about 500, yeah. Texas 600K. So would it work in South Africa? What do you think? We actually always having this conversation that...
Are we ready? That's the thing.
No, but do we've got electric cars. We've got mini electrics.
Marikidi...
No, they're electric. They're fully electric.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got some Mercedes Benz that are fully electric. Mm.
So are they... This is what I've thought.
Audis we've got.
In urban areas...
It can work.
It can work fine. Mm. No issues, right? But now, for most people that live in urban areas, Batswakai, where do they come from? They come from...
Polokwane.
Mm. Do you understand all of those places? Now, what are you going to do when you have to go home for the holidays? Do you then hire a car use public transport?
This is the problem.
We understand. Mm-hmm. So for urban dwellers, people that don't have to go anywhere, I say...
Limpopo people can charge with the lightning. if the battery dies on the N1, the way to Limpopo, just call granny.
A box of lightning a couple of years ago was 2 rand. By Regisa Gale box, it's 2 rand.
To explain, guys, to our viewers that don't understand Bului. Okay, you can buy lightning in a bottle to our white guys there.
In Limpopo.
You buy it in lightning, you could buy it for 2 rands and you can send it. You can say Bluetooth
to anyone in the world. If I don't like it, Liam, your lightning bolt is coming.
It's coming. So
that's how you charge the car when you go to
Limpopo. Go come out. Okay.
You know? Okay. Coordinates.
Oh, I see you on the mirror there.
Guys.
No, guys.
Sorry. Don't come for me. Please
stop
go.
Stop it.
Okay. All right. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Great
competition for the mini electric. I think it will outsell it. I can't wait for it to be here. It better come.
I really want it. My biggest worry is, what Msoz is talking about, this car, in Europe, it's been bought in droves because it's a first car.
I'll be a first student.
It's a first car. It's like, you know, it's like our first cars in Europe. So they will sell. Here, you really can't have an EV as the only car. You'll have to have two cars.
If you live in an urban area, yes.
You'll have the EV to drive
solar
around.
Backup
and you'll have the EV and then another car to go home. Mm. So that becomes it makes it expensive.
Yeah.
It's 600,000 already. It's already just above the normal Suiri from EBSA to who wants a small car. That's my worry. Number two is the infrastructure, the charging infrastructure. It's there. And there's no charging infrastructure. Number three is the incentive. Government is not giving. In Europe, they get incentives left, right, and center. Tax breaks.
Make it worthwhile.
You can walk.
Instead,
can drive.
Now they're charging people banangle the solar. They need to pay
that connection fee.
The connection fee. Yes, because we connected electricity to you. When you then connect, Baba, you. So this is my biggest thing is that there's a third. This is a third car phenomenon. The father will have a car. The mother will have, they'll use this as a daily runner. So it's for the high end. And again, my biggest issue with EVs, they're not penetrating down to the small buyers, which is in South Africa, a large percentage of us buy between 0 to 450,000, 500,000. Most of our cars end to 500,000. And we're still not getting EVs there.
So are we saying then the question here was why is EV or why are EVs not working in the SA market? Is it then based on the fact pricing?
It's pricing. There's no incentive.
And infrastructure.
And it's expensive. Like clearly if you're going to have an EV, it's a person with two cars. You're not going to buy that as a first car.
I can answer your question that you asked. Remember a few episodes ago, we spoke about those guys that are setting up EV charging stations along the major roads.
In Volmar Randstad.
I'm hoping if that happens and there's infrastructure, then you can have your first car as an EV.
But so now do you price. Think then also the infrastructure being available, would it then maybe push the price down because the demand would probably be higher?
I'm hoping, because worldwide EV prices are dropping. I'm hoping.
Because Mona, you're targeting the big cities.
Yeah, youngster. Yeah,
big cities. I mean, and you're looking at what, 4 or 5 places in South Africa.
Cape Town.
While the rest of the market out, because lack of infrastructure, number one, the main thing. Though, even though if you live in Volis, and I don't think anyone living in Volis, and not to say anything bad about
it, they need a parking man.
You'd rather buy
Have
a
you seen the potholes?
Yeah, that's why.
The children, I saw when I was driving the nene, the children were playing tuna hide and seek in potholes.
No, the potholes are bad.
They hide completely they're underwater. They're remember bad. The Drambo thing?
Okay, no,
overactive imagination.
No, that's too much. But I get what you are saying. Volis, you've got the infrastructure. But now you've got this small little Renault 5.
Me, I'm saying, if they're serious about thing, government put in a little bit of initiative, subsidize something like this car, if it's 450, then you crack in the market. Subsidize it somehow, minus the taxes, so that it comes to a market 450, 460, 470. Then you've opened up the market for the EVs. And then put the infrastructure, then you'll start seeing them pick up.
Do we know?
Are we really serious about green, or do we say?
Do we know what the average amount a person, let's say middle class, nyana, you're saying working at EPSA maybe?
500K.
Mid management to
500. If you look at any car search engine, your largest market of the cars are between zero, okay, not obviously, but up until 550. There's a huge number, 80%.
I just have a deposit. The car's worth it.
Guys.
When are you just saying it?
Yes. Buy
it. That car must come.
Look, it must come. The car will come, most probably. I want it to come, but my worry is that it won't be affordable to what it's meant to be affordable to. This is breaking. Obana is breaking that ball, that whole EV richness about it. It's EV for the people. Mm. Anyways, yeah.
For the people.
I think, yeah. So I would say, government, please, incentivize, minus taxes, make it a bit cheaper so that more people can afford it. And then let's put infrastructure. Once there's demand, infrastructure will come. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Die Owens van die charging stations. Jelle moet niet Amerika toe gaan. Hou die goeders.
Als
wel die goeders, ja, alsjeblieft.
Hey, they mustn't leave. No, they're going to leave.
They're leaving. Are they white people?
Hulle gaan nergens.
Obvious. Volma runs
that. Going anyway.
Are they white people?
Volis.
So, yeah. So white people.
Not just white, the Afrikaners.
Askies, yeah. Jammer.
Onze is jammer, alsjeblieft. Bonne die stasi. Dan as hulle klaar is, kan jelle loop nie.
Ons soek nie die land nie. Nie meer. Am I speaking... Guys, you speak good Afrikaans. On Sugni, I land me.
Cut this part. Cut that part.
Do you sports?
So, yeah. So. Look, let's ask the guys. Put the car up. Let's hear what you guys have to say. Please don't forget, once again, to like, share, and subscribe.
Subscribe, yeah.
It's free.
Put your comments. Zero. What do you think?
The T-shirts are still up for grabs.
Yeah.
And what did we say now? Comments. There's going to be a one-of-one T-shirt for?
For last week, the last week's show, I guess.
For last week's show, ne?
Yeah.
Whoever gives us the best car in the era.
The era, yeah.
Yes, please write, guys. We haven't really given us a lot.
Guys, come on, give us, five nyana.
I mean, we got two comments and then you just, the second comment is exactly what I said. So I should get the T-shirt.
Then he...
Maybe I wrote
it
myself.
He wants the T-shirt, he was like...
He makes up these people, we know him.
We know him. So guys, yeah, please do that. And then tell us what you think about the EV market as a whole. Look at this thing. I think it's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
No. There's a reason why it won there.
Would you drive it? And if you are from Limpopo, would you ask your granny to charge it with a lightning bolt? And also, I just need to know, how much does a lightning bolt cost? My neighbor is giving me a problem. So anyone, just send me a quick quotation.
You'll be charged with
mad about it. I need three quotations.
And then next week, your neighbor gets hit by lightning.
Guys, okay, I take that back.
All right, guys.
Remember the quotation, you will only get paid after 90 days, so... So yeah,
he's used boots.
Let's see. Look, people that can afford the definitely afford that EV as a second car, as he was alluding to, would definitely be your Springbok players. I was looking at salaries, guys. Okay, look, if you compare to the rest of, well, not the rest of the world, but if you compare to Europe, it's not a lot. But a test match playing Springbok, if you're in the test match day squad, so the 23 that get selected, these guys get 118,000
per match. So World Cup?
Do you understand? Just World Cup. And remember, this is just on the day you play. There's daily allowances
Look, guys, I still maintain, sorry. If you put in the work, get the pay.
Yeah.
And you think
you can't compete.
I mean,
sportsmen have a short career anyway.
Short career. So, and then they most of these guys are playing in Europe. They're getting the euros and the pounds. So these guys, I mean, this car, you know, Papa Ikvola electric car, hey.
Why are you speaking Afrikaans?
I'm trying. Why? You actually was talking asking. About rugby.
No, I'm
trying,
just, I'm the, just
we
asking.
Don't want them to leave, man.
Okay, don't
please,
leave.
Don't leave, please. Finish building
on Sugnilandni.
Yes,
people yourself. No,
on Sugnilandni. Okay, don't worry. We'll get it, don't worry. At night.
So at least we can.
You know the joke? May his soul rest in peace. Butilez is with the American president and the Russian president.
Oh, no. They're coming for you.
They go on a plane, so they're like, they go over America. Like, you know, Clinton, we went to the moon. You know, we went to the moon. Oh, wow, well done, well done. The Russian, Vladimir, is like, we went to space first. Butilez is feeling left out. We're going to go to the sun. Sun? How? How will you do the sun? Oh, how?
It's going to burn.
Sweepsuk.
That's a clever one. Go at night when it's not hot. So, yeah, that's the match day squad.
Yeah.
Ne? Fully funded by Saru, by the way. Ne? So no one on the side lacking something. The non-playing squad, so if you just get selected, you don't make the 23, you're looking at 59,000 per week. 59,000 rand per week. I mean, you're sitting there, you're getting your normal salary from your club, getting 59,000 per week.
That's
just
good.
To be there. And I mean, if they do a UK tour, it's what, 3-4 weeks that you are there? So, ukhutawuli,
nice, warm.
Ne? And then I just wanted to look at the domestic players. URC, Curry Cup, the one just above the franchise. Ne? They're looking at about 40 grand starting.
A week?
No, per month. So oh, if you bad. Break into URC, you're looking about 40 grand a month.
Start off
as a player. But obviously, the better you are, or the longer you've been there, the more money you get. So these guys are making good cash. And then I was looking at Bafana. Bafana mon 60.
But again,
between 40 and 60,000 rand for a win, and then for a draw you get I think 30,000, and then for a lose you get much less. Why I'm comparing it with rugby is that soccer is the biggest sport in
international soccer.
Do you understand?
Let's get a cup.
I man, we had a cup.
Let's get a cup.
We had the World Cup here.
Yes,
even though it wasn't ours, like, Mark, it was
we had it. It was here,
but we saw the other people.
I give you.
We saw the other guys. It's nice. Our team guys like Helinton.
So that was that. These guys will be able to even afford, I think, much more than just the EV.
And the cricket?
Cricket.
It's about the same as rugby.
Yeah, cricket is about the same as rugby, but what pays more is IPL, when you pay the other leagues outside. IPL. Heinrich Klassen, I think we spoke about him. He's getting about 40 million. And IPL is 6 weeks. So Klassen, $40 million for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Rabada, I think, is on about $18-20 million for the season. They're playing in other leagues. They're playing the South African League. Okay, that one doesn't pay that much. But, I mean, again, it's about $4-5 million. So at the end of the year, if you play all of this and then you still have a central contract, so all the players get contracted centrally to the union, and then you get maybe a $2-3 million contract with South African cricket.
Look,
even
think,
if you are injured, at least you know on another contract.
Look, I think it's all fair. I mean, if you're a good soccer player and you go overseas, you'll make more money than these guys. So it's all
way,
fair.
Way more money.
So play better, go overseas, you'll be fine.
Way more money. So yeah, man, that's people that can afford this ish.
The Reynolds.
Yeah, no,
they'll buy five of them.
Yeah, they'll buy five of them easily for their kids. And yeah, we're sorry about talking Africans and telling people in Volmarans that that they must leave. We will see you next week.
Don't
like,
subscribe,
and comment. And share.
And share. What is share in Afrikaans?
Give
it.
It's fine.
Ah, these white
Bye.
People,
Bye.
We were left with
Bye.
These ones.
Bye. Ciao, guys.